present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack Dee.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us from Leeds, the city that HS2 forgot. It's sobering to think that while America is spending £70 billion going to the moon, Britain is spending £100 billion not going to Leeds. Leeds is widely regarded as the unofficial capital of Yorkshire. In fact, so authentically Yorkshire is the city that in last year's honours list, the mayor was awarded an OBE by gum. Due to its coal and iron ore deposits, Leeds residents experience a plentiful supply of soft water. In fact, locals claim its tap water is the softest thing in the city until people come up to visit from London. The local football team is, of course, Leeds United. Leeds United are nicknamed the Mighty Whites. This is because of the colour of their strip and not the colour of the flag they traditionally wave halfway through the season. The highest point in the city rises to 1,115 feet on the famous Ilkley Moor. The second highest point can be found in Hare Hills. That's the formidable Kilimanjaro. After visiting Leeds in the mid-19th century, Charles Dickens famously described the city as an odious place. In return, the people of Yorkshire have criticised many of the characters in Dickens' novels as unrealistic, particularly that of Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol, who's considered by most Yorkshiremen to be far too generous. The BBC Children in Need mascot, Pudsey Bear, was created in Leeds. The lovable bear didn't originally wear an eye patch. That came about after a local charity event when he got into a heated argument with Yorkshire legend Geoffrey Boycott. Temple Newsome is a magnificent Tudor estate run by Leeds Council. At a charity event there in August 2014, it achieved the unlikely Guinness World Record for the largest number of people dressed as Sherlock Holmes in a single space. The organisers say they were completely overwhelmed when 443 people turned up dressed as the fictional detective and apologised for the absence of even basic amenities. Still, it did result in another world record, most uses in a single day of the expression, "No shit, Sherlock." In 1851, the fossilised remains of a great northern hippo were discovered in Armley. Dating back over 100,000 years, the bones are displayed at the Leeds City Museum alongside Yorkshire's other famous prehistoric exhibits, the T-Rex and the... and the Emily Brontosaurus. And talking of ageing relics, let's meet the teams. On my left, please welcome Ian Smith and Pippa Evans. And on my right, Miles Jupp and Joe Lycett. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, the immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't know the subtle difference between the words portico and colonnade. Well, a portico is a covered porch or walkway leading to the entrance of a building that's supported by columns, whereas colonnade is a charity for redundant pianists. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, team, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Joe, you can go first.
Ethereal. how a Yorkshireman greets his cornflakes.
Miles.
Percy. Rather like a purse.
Pippa.
Gloomy. Cover me in Pritstick.
Ian.
Document. When you call someone a nurse, but they're actually a bit higher up.
Gurgle. A search engine for plumbers.
Latin. A French can.
Double entendre. A joke that makes you think long and hard.
Edible. When you give a Glasgow kiss to a bovine.
Colgate. Scandal involving Colin Sell.
Overture. Excessive masticator.
Tranquilizer. Calm down, Manelli.
Flippant. The acrobatics category of the Insect Olympics.
Gripe water. Australian wine.
Caterpillar. When you're choosing between a new pet or a cushion for your bed.
Reuters. Brummy journalists.
Hammer. Even more like ham.
Apple turnover. $390 billion.
Kindle, a South African mint cake.
Bigamist, more fog than anticipated.
Shuttlecock, Air Force One.
OK, the teams are going to sing along to some well-known songs now in the round called Pick Up Song. Yay! These days, rare vinyl fetches a fortune at auction. The holy grail for collectors is the Gap Band's anthem to Yorkshire. A upside your head, say A upside your head. And some exciting news in from California, where Black Eyed Pea star Will.i.am has revealed he's managed to trace a relative from Yorkshire. He's called Will.i.ek. So, in this round, Sven will spin the discs and each of you will sing along until Sven turns the music down. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a coruscating indictment of intellectually bankrupt Britain. What do points mean?
Prizes!
Yes, and this week's prize is the perfect eye makeup for the Prohibition-era gangster. It's this St. Valentine's Day mascara. OK, Ian Smith, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Leeds band, the Kaiser Chiefs, singing their great hit, Ruby.
Let it never be said that romance is dead, 'cause there's so little else occupying my head. There is nothing I need except the function to breathe, but I'm not really fussed, doesn't matter to me. Ruby, 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 Ruby! Ah. Do you, do you, do you, do ya? Ah. Know what you're doing to me? Ah. Ruby, 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 Ruby!
It was was slightly out, but I think you can fairly blame the audience for that. OK, Miles Jupp, I'd like you now to accompany another Leeds band, Chumbawamba, singing their hit Tub Thumping.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down.
Pissing the night away. Pissing the night away.
He drinks a whiskey drink, he drinks a vodka drink, he drinks a lager drink, he drinks a cider drink. He sings the songs that remind him of the good times. He sings the songs that remind him of the better times.
Oh, Danny boy, Danny boy, Danny boy.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down.
Thank you, Miles. OK, Pippa Evans, your turn now. Would you accompany Baccarat singing Yes, Sir, I Can Boogie?
Sure, make me wonder if you know what you're looking for. Baby, I wanna keep my reputation. I'm a sensation. You try me once, you're back for more.
Is there anyone you want us to phone for you? finally, Joe Lycett, could you please accompany the Bee Gees singing Stayin' Alive? Spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. Yay! The game Sound Charades is all about miming the theatrical technique of suggesting action, character or emotion without words, perfected, of course, by the great Marcel Marceau. It was while employed in a part-time job at the Paris Aquarium that Marceau is said to have discovered his gift after he became trapped while cleaning the shark tank. In our version of charades, team members are permitted the use of their voices. So, Miles and Joe, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Hamnet. Hamnet.
So off you go, please, Miles and Joe.
Well, it's a book and a film, and it is one word.
How's the fishing today?
Not bad.
What have you caught?
6 joints of gammon.
what is it, Ian?
I'm Hamnet.
Yeah. Okay, your turn, Pippa and Ian. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Masked Singer. The Masked Singer.
It's a TV show, three words.
Is that your sewing machine?
Yes.
Why is it wearing a balaclava?
And scene.
It is the Masked Singer.
Yeah. A final title is being displayed for you, Miles and Joe. And here once more is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
F1, the movie. F1, the movie.
This one is, it's a film, and it's three words.
For the first time in cinema,
we bring you all the action, excitement and thrills of the computer key in the top left corner of your keyboard.
The one you never really use unless you hit it accidentally when you're trying to type an exclamation mark.
Apparently, you can use it to automatically open a help menu, but who does that when there are drop-downs?
No matter how grubby your other keys get, this one stays pristine.
Because there's no reason for you to ever touch it unless you're on a MacBook and you need to change the brightness.
Coming soon to a cinema near you and staying on a keyboard very near to the escape button.
Is it something to do with it? You can do Euros on a keyboard. That's never come up for me. Is it big Euro fun time?
Brightness.
Shift.
No.
That's QWERTY. QWERTY.
It's F1.
Oh.
F1.
So the film would be.
I know. It's funny when you know the answer, isn't it?
Oh. F1, the movie.
Well, there you are. Well, this next game is called Kitchen or Bedroom. In this round, teams, I'd like you to come up with phrases that might be suitable to use both in the bedroom and in the kitchen. Miles, you can start.
How many am I laying?
Joe.
Excuse fingers.
Ian.
Don't use that side of the cheese grater.
Pippa.
It hasn't risen as much as I would have liked.
I thought I'd stick a lemon up there just for extra flavour.
What could I possibly do with this turnip?
Oh, is that extra virgin?
It doesn't matter how many times I do it, it still makes my eyes water.
Well, when was this last given a wipe down?
You'll need a whisk to get that stiff.
Oh, you can use that bowl to spit out the pips.
Whoa, that should not be burning.
That's the meat out.
It tastes a lot better if you soak it overnight.
Anyone want to lick these before I wash them?
How are we doing this? Boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl?
I knew 12 people would be too many.
Come on, there's a separate bin for that.
It's very nice, but I don't think I can fit it all in.
I saw Ainsley Harriet doing this once. Gosh, he was quick.
I can get my whole hand in this, bird.
Oh, dear.
Well, we're going to move on now. This next game is all about Yorkshire. The Yorkshire Dales are home to Britain's highest pub, the Tan Hill Inn, where in 2021, 60 customers who'd come to see an Oasis tribute band were snowed in for 2 days. One customer said of the experience, "It wasn't so bad. The band played and the landlord gave us all soup. Best of all, you got a roll with it." Anyway, in this round, teams, I'll be testing your knowledge of Yorkshire sayings and proverbs. So I'll read out the first part of some Yorkshire sayings. Your job is to try and complete them. OK, so, Joe, here's your first Yorkshire saying. Can you finish it off for me, please? There's nowcher queer as...
gay people.
This is actually folk. One for you, Ian. Can you complete this? Folks are like tea. You can never judge of their quality till they...
I've had boiling water poured over them.
It's actually, that is what it is. It's getting to hot water, yeah. Pippa, it's better to fettle and shout about it than...
quietly ask what fettle means.
Yeah, never to fettle at all. Miles, trouble about doing nout is...
tut stigma.
Is you can't take time off. Joe, how about this? Some folks are never happier than when comparing...
gay people.
Comparing ailments, actually, is the one I was going for. Ian, how about this? Marriage is like a long Sunday walk.
It's something you tell yourself you enjoy.
It actually says it's best done with someone who doesn't complain about the hills. Pippa, what about this? A woman's work is never...
fully witnessed due to the continuation of gendered roles in care and the invisible labour which, despite concerted efforts on all parts, still falls majority on the female.
Yeah, that's what it says here. And finally, Miles, I can always tell a Yorkshireman...
due to his opening remarks about being from Yorkshire.
Yeah, it's actually, you can always tell a Yorkshireman, but not much. OK, here's something for any of you to have a go at. A deaf husband and a blind wife make...
an Arts Council grant.
Make a happy couple. He's right lucky who finds a good wife, but he's blessed who finds...
someone smiling in Tadcaster.
It's actually a good mother-in-law. How about this one? A whistling lass and a crowing hen are...
the new sugar babes.
Neither fit for God nor men. And how about this? Snow like cotton, soon forgotten. Snow like meal.
Someone's been sick in the snow.
Let's expect a great deal. If sky's red at night, shepherds sleep right. If sky's red at morning...
you've got conjunctivitis.
Best mind that corn. Yeah. A man with a wife is like a fork without...
someone telling it it's shit and it wants to leave them.
It's a knife he can prod, but he can't cut much. And finally, happy is t' bride that t' sun shines on and t' corpse that...
unexpectedly turns up in the wedding photos.
It's actually tit corpse that tit rain rains on. I think that's given us a taste of the county. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. Oh. There is just time to squeeze in a quick round of rubbish songbook. Sven was telling us about his time working for the council on a bin lorry. He says he loved being up first thing in the morning with his mate, tossing each new load in at the rear end, even if they did spill the occasional sack load down the street. And I should thank Jordan Peterson for sending that in. In this round, teams, I'd like you to suggest for us the titles of songs likely to prove popular with an audience of bin men, refuse collectors, and the like. So you can start this one, please, Miles.
Bin day, bloody bin day.
Pippa.
Who put the bins out?
Ian.
All the single-use plastic ladies.
Joe.
Do you really like it? Is it wicked?
I got 99 problems, but the bins ain't one.
Dump for my love.
I like big bins and I cannot lie.
The first time ever I saw your waist.
Slimy, crappy people.
The man who soiled the world.
Cry me a bin juice river.
La la landfill.
Dumpster's paradise.
Wake me up before you go go.
Oh. I believe I can fly, Tip.
Ooh, just a little bin.
When you go, will you send back some litter from America?
Can I bin it? Not in Birmingham.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the teeming tripe of time trips effortlessly from the lips of the Liz Truss of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Sven, myself and our audience here in Leeds, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Ian Smith, Miles Jack, Pippa Evans and Joan Lycett were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was devised by Graham Garden. The script consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick. The producer was John Naismith.